In the name of Jesus, amen. They came armed with swords and clubs and kisses, marching under the false banner of good intentions. How pious that they should come doing the work of the temple. And before you know it, Jesus has his hands full. A motley band there to arrest him, an equally motley band of disciples, fearful and desperate to protect their master. And there, caught in the middle of it all, Malchus, this servant of the high priest. He's caught between a hard place and the rock. Impetuous Petrus lunges forward with his sword, cutting off Malchus's right ear, betraying Peter's ability to even comprehend the slightest bit of the will of the Father. Foolish Peter. Will Jesus be protected by sword and club? No, he shall be taken away by sword and club, not defended by them. A legion will arrest Jesus, not deliver him. Have you not seen? Have you not heard even one word which your master has spoken to you? It is given to Jesus to suffer arrest, ridicule, trial, and death. It is meet and right for him so to do. And yet, you would step out from behind Jesus, thinking upon earthly things, and by earthly means prevent Jesus from fulfilling his calling? No more of this. Enough. No more swords, no battles, no plotting, no planning, no strife. Now, only sacrifice and submission. The Son of Man will not be prevented from running his course. Satan's hour has come, and Jesus submits to the power of darkness and lays himself into their hands. But in a minute. He'll submit in just a minute. Before that, there's something yet to be done. Not yet. Something important to be done. There in their midst, among them, is one broken by sin, his ear being severed by the sinful strike of a well-meaning servant of Christ. Jesus, who makes all things new, rises above the fray of that hour, stoops down to his beloved creation, and with a simple touch, makes all things new again, restores Malchus's ear. Peter thought that he could preserve his hopes for the kingdom of God by striking with the sword. But the church is not given the sword to spread the gospel. The king of the universe does not rule by Machiavellian evangelism, nor do his servants climb over the bodies of wounded souls to achieve their vision for the kingdom. Know that in your days of ministry, we'll make Christ known to a broken and dying world. We will be called to minister in the dark hours of the night against those powers of darkness. In those hours, you will come upon those who are wounded and ravaged by sin, some even bearing the scars inflicted by those well-intentioned but misguided servants of Christ who have come before you. In those hours, you are called to do the work which Jesus has sent you to do. You are called to stoop down, pick up the pieces, and make known the healing touch of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, to put it all back together. Therein lies healing for broken souls. Therein is the cure for all our woes. As we are wounded, and as we minister to the casualties of the earthly struggles of the church, we bring the healing touch of Jesus to his beloved people so that the body of Christ might be made whole once again. And as we ourselves, pastors, seminarians, and deaconesses alike, venture out into the harvest field, we know not what lies ahead of us. But we know that Christ leads us through no darker room than he has gone before. So in that dark and evil hour of Gethsemane, Jesus submits. He submits to the powers of darkness, and they devour him into death. But having devoured him, he defeats them. In 3 days' time, he burst forth from the bowels of hell, rending the gates wide open, breaking the chains of sin and death. No legions of angels to assist him, no ill-advised swordplay. Victory. Simple victory. Christ Jesus submits to all that Satan is owed, the death of every sinner, and emerges bearing the marks of our salvation, more perfect, pierced than before. Jesus needs no defenders. He does not need you to strike by the sword or the tongue. He needs no swords, nor does he need programs or techniques. He simply touches. He touches as through means, through servants, and through his touch makes all things new again. Ears made whole to hear the gospel, mouths open wide to touch body and blood. All is done in perfect submission to the will of the Father, so that God gazes upon even this motley band gathered here today and rightly calls us the body of Christ and rejoices that we too shall be called children of God. In Jesus' name, amen.